John Gabella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
While you're listening to Journey, this microphone's doing that thing again.
Oh, my God.
I heard it.
Yeah, you hear it?
What the hell?
Yeah, I have no idea.
That microphone the other day.
And I have no idea what it is. All right.
Just going to break it?
Josh, just come over here, Steve.
Use my microphone.
Use his mic. Shut that mic off.
Yeah. All right. Steven, I'll do the pipes.
But do you have somewhere I can disinfect these earbuds?
Oh, please. You're a comic. Come on.
But why are these so warm?
It's so gross.
Why are your ears so warm, man? What is going on? Moist.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Josh Wolf to the studio, would you please? He is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at a Punchline Philly. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. How you doing with your hot ears?
I'm good, man, but why is his mic the only mic that has a roll of paper towels?
Because when I sneeze, I get into a six sneeze fit.
Right.
Oh, thanks for telling me that when I'm standing right here.
You've got his hot earphones, right? Hot headphones, and his diseased mic, right?
And his sticky keyboard. What is going on?
That's it. Well, I stick your keyboards everywhere. One here, one in the office, one at home.
I got a sticky keyboard, too. Hey, but you know what? You know, I was going to tell you about sticky keyboard. You know, I have discovered something recently. Now, and this may be a weird way for us to start off our conversation.
But it would be normal.
Yeah, okay. So, my buddy was making a joke about, you know, sometimes when you, he was like, when I'm at, he used the stranger joke when the masturbate stranger.
Right.
And I found a new way that's even more fun. Not the stranger.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I'll just use three fingers. And I call it the carny. I pretend like I lost my thumb in a Ferris wheel accident. Like and I just masturbate with three fingers, and I call it the carny.
That's where you're starting. I was going to talk about the kids myself, how they got here.
I put some cotton candy cologne on myself.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I thought it's Friday, you know what I mean? God. So I thought I'd start off with, it's just a new little thing I'm trying to find a little excitement in my life. So.
What? Having three children and spending your life in a state where marijuana is legal, there's no fun in that?
Well, the marijuana legal part is great. When are you guys going to get legal weed?
We still have to go to a particular store in order to buy our alcohol. Do you think weed's coming here anytime soon?
That is so crazy. You know what I love about our weed stores the most? Like, weed now, the names for the weeds you buy, weed is so powerful now that they need to just start naming it after what it does to you.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like
lead
like,
in your ears.
Yeah. Like, or falls asleep fully clothed on top of the covers. You know what I mean? Let me know. You know what weed I don't like? I don't like gets up in the middle of the night to check to see if the oven's on. Like, I don't need that weed anymore. Yeah. That weed freaks me out. I smoked that by accident. I always fly high, right?
Okay.
And I always bring weed to the airport. And, by the way, one of our friends that we know played a joke on me. We smoke weed together. I won't mention his name because I'm not sure he wants me to. But we always play jokes on each other. So he told me, he goes, you can vape on a plane. I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, I get high on planes. I vape on planes. I go, no, you do not. And he goes, yeah. And I told him, I go, hey, man, I go, if this joke you're playing on me, I could get thrown in jail. And he goes, yeah, there are no jails on planes, man. I go, there are when you land. I think you can do whatever you want on a plane because there's no jail there.
There's no 10-mile limit on an airplane.
Yeah, right. He goes, no, you can. I was like, okay, I'm going to try it. So I was on a cross-country flight from LA to New York. But I didn't believe him 100%, so I waited like 2 hours for everybody to go to sleep. It was dark, and he goes, just blow it into your shirt. So I was wearing a hoodie, and I take a hit off the vape, and I blow it in my shirt, and I just stick out my arms, and I wait. Just to see, there was nothing. I didn't see anything. So I was like, oh, I'm going to vape. I can vape the whole time. So I vaped like four or five more times and blew it into my shirt. And the next morning when we landed in New York, I stand up and the dude behind me looked at me. He goes, hey, man, I thought you were on fire a couple of times on the flight over here because all the smoke was coming out of the back of my neck. Right? So he goes, I turned my hair on you. I was like, this dude in front of me is hot. But I was that. I had just smoked, I guess, falls asleep. No, that I had smoked, gets up four times to check to see if the oven's on. I had smoked a weed that made me real nervous. And I'm at LAX, TSA. When I get really nervous and I'm high, I just say hi to everybody. Hey, how you doing? Hi. Hi, how you doing? Hi. Right, so I'm going through TSA, and I had almonds in my bag. And almonds look like a solid mass.
Right.
And I had my podcast stuff with it, so there's wires.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. God.
So they pull my bag, and I'm super high. And by the way, the reason I have almonds in my bag, dude, is because a couple years ago, I got diagnosed pre-diabetic. So now whenever I'm high, mm-hmm. like nobody smokes weed and is like, where are the almonds? But that happens to be where I am now. And by the way, anybody who does smoke weed, you know that eating an almond when you're high is a commitment. Like there isn't enough saliva in my face, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'm making paste in my mouth. So I go through, she takes the bag out and she holds up the almonds and she goes, do you want to talk about these? And she tells me about the almonds. She goes, these are like bomb. And she does my whole thing. You can't see that. Right. Puts it back. She pulls out my edibles.
Right.
She goes, you want to talk about these? And I said, only if you do. And she goes, do you plan on taking them on the plane? I said, well, I'll eat them all right now if you need me to. I mean, I'm a team player. But I'm going to need a wheelchair when I land because I'm not going to know where the hell I am. And she just put them back in my bag. She goes, you have a nice flight. I'm like, you know I'm going to. When I got on the flight, I guess I'd been high on that particular flight so many times that I got on the flight attendant and winked at me. And she goes, we got your Pringles. I was like, what is going on here?
Oh my lord.
Yeah, so weed being legal makes everything so much better for me, you know, because I don't have to hide all that stuff all the time. I had a cop tell me, I was smoking weed out in front of the Comedy Store. The cop pulls by and he goes, hey, put that out. You can't smoke it on the street. And he looked right at me and he goes, look at you. He goes, you probably smoked too much weed in your life already, man. I go, why do you say that? And he goes, you're looking at me. And he even said this, you're looking at me like I'm a giant donut. I go, you gotta look like a giant donut, bro. They don't really care. They just want you to just go inside. Here, it seems like you'd get in a little bit of trouble, yeah?
Yeah, there's a certain gram limit, you know, where it's just a ticket. You know, that's
Philly,
about
it's decriminalized, so don't worry about your show tonight.
Yeah, you know where it's always been decriminalized? My house. My house has always been really wide open. But, you know, I ran into my son, because you can be 18 and be in a weed store.
Okay.
I ran into him in my weed store.
Oh, really?
Dude, I look at him, I go, what are you doing here? He goes, I think the same thing you're doing here, right? And he went and put his wallet away. I go, what are you doing? He goes, well, you're here, you're buying, right? I go, no, dude. We didn't just leave your Little League game. This isn't Baskin Robbins, man. I'm not buying you three scoops of OG Kush, bruh. That's not how this works. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta buy your own drugs, man. I mean, I'm going to steal them from you later, but I mean, the only person who can have drugs in my house is me. You know what I'm saying? So,
now, are all three kids still living with you? Because the older one's working on David Spade's show.
When I kicked my son out of the house, kicked out is... That's how he would put it.
Right.
I would have
time
said.
Time to leave.
Yeah. Right. When he left college, and he left early, he was like, college isn't for me. I said, cool. And he came back to the house. And he was in the house for like 2 days. And I said, hey, so listen, man, you got 2 months to get out of here. And he was like, well, I don't understand why. You said I'd always have a room. I go, when you're in college.
Right.
When you're in college, you have a room. But grown men in the workforce don't live at my house. And you are now a grown man in the workforce. And he said, I don't understand. I go, it's going to be better for you, man. It's going to be better for your confidence. You're going to learn how to be on your own. I gave him that whole speech. And right. I said, trust me, this is going to be good for you. And he just looked right at me. He's millennials. He looked right at me and he goes, agree to disagree. And I was like, whatever. Can we agree you don't live here anymore? Can we agree on that? Right. And so a month into being in his own place, he sent me a video of him pouring beer into Captain Crunch and taking a bong rip. And he goes, I hate your house. I was like, that's how you should be. That's what you should be doing. By the way, I'm coming over. Send me a bowl of Captain Crunch. Your mom won't let me do that anymore. You know what I mean?
Josh Wolf is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:45 and 9:30. Tickets are available at punchlinephilly.com or 215-606-6555. It is so good to see you. Walking into that room and just seeing your face there just made my day.
Man, I'm so sorry that I talked this entire time that you didn't even say, hey, what's going on?
That was your job, sir.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.